It's a little bit past 11.
not too much.
Here on WUAG on Thursday night, which means it's time for the news cruise. Tonight, a tearful goodbye to Total Request Live. Sarah Palin's Japanese glasses. Icelandic kissing cousins.
Yes.
And more. Plus, if you can hear, I'm joined by a guest host, WAG News director, Jessamine Stanley.
Hey, everybody.
Also, on the way to the show tonight, I totally crashed my bike.
Chris
really bad.
Chris had a severe accident. Do you have a secret radio name I should be using, or can I call you Chris?
You can call me Chris.
Okay,
I use my first and last name on the radio.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I even have a nickname.
Did you just call me by my first and last name?
Yeah, I did.
God, now I'm gonna get stalked. Thanks, Chris Berg.
Yeah,
anyway,
this is Chris Berg.
Chris Berg completely wiped out on his bike tonight.
So I'm bleeding a little.
He's bleeding profusely from several different spots on his body.
My neck is going to be sore. I landed on the back of my head.
Wear a helmet, kids.
Yes. Good thing I was.
Yeah, seriously.
It is visibly scuffed.
Yeah, your helmet really took a beating. It's kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, God.
And now he's made a homemade bandage out of a belt and some paper towels.
Yeah.
It's really, really Dr. Quinn medicine woman.
I just don't want to get blood on the chair.
Because that's the number one concern.
Oh,
getting
yeah.
blood on the chair.
All right. Well, we're going to be back in a few minutes. This is going to be an interesting show.
Yeah.
I'm kind of shaken right now.
But we're playing the Bad Plus, though.
Yeah, so it's great, good.
Yeah.
They're a good group.
Enjoy.
They got a future. Mm-hmm. They got a future ahead.
Yeah, got a future in this business.
All right. We'll be back with some news stories here on the News Cruise. Stay tuned. Back here on the News Cruise, this is Chris Berg, the king of the internet.
What?
That's my radio. That's my radio nickname. Do you have a radio nickname?
I'm gonna make one up for the end of this show.
I think you should.
It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm thinking about it right now.
What about?
You gotta help me, Chris Berg. Chris Berg, the king of the internet. What is that even?
I don't know.
Did you invent the internet?
No, I didn't invent it. You don't have to invent something to be the king of it. I mean, give me a
That's
break.
That's true. Talk to... who's that?
I mean,
Henry
did the
eighth?
Did the king of England invent England? I don't think
should've.
So.
It's a pretty cool invention.
Yeah.
No.
I think it would have been cool. Oh, God. We have to play one of your news briefs.
No, it's not my news brief.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know whose news brief that is.
Can we not and say we did?
I'm not opposed. There's lots of news being given out on the show right now.
You are the news director of this radio station.
I am the news director of this radio station.
So you could... How about a live news brief so I don't have to play a recorded news brief? Because
how
I feel
about,
like that would
how
really...
How about you stick to the script?
There is no script.
I was not briefed on this happening. I cannot. I'm going to give a news brief on the fly.
You weren't briefed on anything.
I don't
brief people on what's going to happen on the show.
I think that's pretty good policy, actually. It's kind of like just throwing people into a pit full of wolves.
Wolves?
Yeah, wolves or lions. Isn't that how that story goes?
Are you talking about the biblical story of Daniel and the lions?
I'm really not up on
your Bible stories?
By my Bible stories at all. I know about Jonah and the whale.
Well, everyone knows about that.
Only because there's a song. And I know about...
Moses? Know any
yeah,
Moses?
Yeah, he's pretty cool. he's a pretty cool guy.
Well...
What kind of stories do you have to talk about? Because that's my news brief.
Okay, so your
I
want to
hear about
officially.
Sarah Palin's Japanese glasses.
You want to hear about Sarah Palin's Japanese glasses?
Yeah, I'd also love to hear myself in
the
mic. That'd be awesome.
I'm always knocking the headphones out of the song. All right. Yeah, well, I guess we could just go ahead and talk a little about Sarah Palin.
Or you can tell me how your week has been going.
Well, it's been pretty good.
Yeah, before you, jackknifed off a bike. What was that about?
Before I totally ate it.
You ate it. Yeah, you ate it on Tate Street.
On behind Brown. Like, I was just coming off of Tate Street. God. And you know what? The worst part is, I knew that pedal was going to give out.
Yeah.
Like, when I was, like, riding away from home, I could feel it kind of fluctuating a little.
You didn't. You thought you had it.
And I was like, I bet that my pedal is going to break off soon. Because earlier in the summer, my other pedal broke off. Because that's an old bike that was in my friend's basement for like 20 years or something. So it's a lot of it's really rusted, and a lot of it is still the original parts. So it's slowly breaking off while I'm getting them replaced as they break off. So I got the right pedal replaced this summer, and I figure it would only be a matter of time before the left pedal went, but I did not figure that I would be standing on my bike going relatively fast and that I would end up upside down.
Well, the blood on your shoulder right now resembles orange Kool-Aid.
Holy
it's
crap.
Really bizarre. It looks so
Ew,
weird.
That's and nasty.
Nasty. Well,
I'm
going
to have to go and get...
You'll need to get cleaned up at
some point. You know, that sweatshirt on top of that shelf has been here for like a week.
It looks like a Band-Aid to me.
I don't know about you. Looks like a field dress kit.
You know, but Chris Berg, you're such an excellent bike rider. You're basically Lance Armstrong. So are you, next weekend, are you going to be... Yeah, basically. Are you going to be riding your bike in the WAG parade? Well, it's the Fall Fest parade, but whatever.
Possibly.
Yeah, you should. You really
should.
You know,
if I don't have post-traumatic stress disorder.
Seriously, you see a bike and freak out.
I just lose it. I hit the deck.
Yeah. But everyone, come out to Fall Fest parade because there's going to be lots of WAG bikes. That was my plug.
That's your plug?
Yeah. I mean, lots of things tonight.
You're allowed one plug.
I think I should be allowed more than one plug. Hey, look, the telephone.
I'm not going to answer it.
What? It's not important. It could be a really good listener.
If they're a good listener, they can call back when we're not on the air.
You should call back, listener. I would love to hear what you're going to say.
Yes.
Chris Berg is just
would.
Being mean.
Well, I'm a little out of it right now.
Anyway.
Let's move on. Sarah Palin.
Sarah Palin, my favorite topic this month.
You know, I asked Megan last week, as a woman, what she thought about the first... Not the first, but the second.
Yeah.
Female vice presidential candidate. And I phrased it almost exactly like that.
Yeah, you sounded like Regis Philbin.
How do you feel?
How does
it make you feel?
It makes me feel like I should have been born with male genitalia. So then maybe I wouldn't be asked questions like that.
Oh.
No. Sarah Palin, you know what? Not going to lie. I can understand why people... are excited by Sarah Palin.
They're not as excited anymore, though.
The thrill is wearing off, but I can understand why people like her. She's not really high on my list of personal preferences. But what is this about her glasses being Japanese?
Okay,
wait, before we go there, did you see the SNL SNL sketch of Tina Fey being...
Yes.
Tina Fey, BT Dubs, if by any chance you were listening to this, Tina Fey,
she is.
You're my hero.
She is.
I know you are.
She's a reg listener.
TT, yeah, she is.
What?
And I'm on that level with her, so I call her T.
Yeah, you call her TF?
No, I don't do that.
You don't call her T-Fay?
That's stupid. I call her T.
You call her T.
And we're BFF like that. We go out and hang out. Me,
you
her, and Alec Baldwin.
Teaser?
Just chill. Yeah, basically. What is this about Sarah Palin's Japanese glasses?
All right. Okay, so her glasses. You know what? Say what you want about Sarah Palin. I'll tell you that.
Tell me what you think of her.
She's got some style.
As a white male.
As a white male. I think Sarah Palin is totally hot.
No, you don't. Okay, you know
I totally
what?
Don't.
You know who I do think is totally hot?
Who?
Bristol Palin.
What's
I can understand
up?
Why she got pregnant. Let's not
look,
lie
I'm just
about
saying.
That.
I mean,
I'm just saying.
Well, I mean, I can understand. I mean, apart from her abstinence-only education.
If I mean, anything that's, could turn someone Democrat, let's just, your daughter got...
Honestly.
Well, we won't go into
honestly,
that.
It's probably like... 80% the abstinence only education and 20% because she's just got it going on in all the right places.
I think it's 10% because she's got it going on. I think it's 10% just because her mom is in a public office and that was bound to happen.
Yeah.
Can she's you like, imagine?
You know what they say about governor's daughters?
What do they say about governor's daughters? That they are easy. You know what?
They say that they are important public relations fodder.
Exactly. You know, if I were Sarah Palin and my daughter got pregnant just as I was about to be, well, as I was being considered to be vice president, the vice presidential candidate, mm-hmm. I would have knocked her halfway to Sunday. Because halfway to Sunday, because you can't knock her all the way to Sunday.
Yeah,
because
she'll
die, and then you really won't win. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, you can't. You're right. If you are the vice presidential candidate, there's a lot of things you can do, but one thing you can't do is beat your child to death.
And then she's like, "Well, and now we can't get it aborted because I said I don't like abortions." This is ridiculous.
Do you think? Yeah,
I think they would have gotten that taken care of.
Do you think? What? You know, some people think that it's the guy that they've been trotting out as the as their baby daddy isn't really the real guy.
Some people think that Sarah Palin's Down syndrome baby is not actually her baby.
Yeah, that's
and that
true.
It is Bristol Palin's daughter.
Some
son,
people do.
Trig. What kind of name is Trig?
Trig.
Same as Bristol.
Track. Bristol and Piper.
What is her
deal? And there's another one with a really dumb name.
They're all ridiculous.
On the internet, if you guys at home want to Google this, yes. I recommend Sarah Palin baby name generator. My name is Crinkle Bearcat Palin. If I had been born to Sarah Palin, I would have been named Crinkle Bearcat. So that's cool.
But you know what? Not gonna lie, I watched a YouTube video of Sarah Palin in Kuwait, like loading some sort of rifle and like shooting it. Not gonna lie, I'm not into guns, but it was way empowering because she was like, there was no backfire. She didn't spring back. She was just like, whatever.
You kidding?
I'm Sarah Palin. I shoot guns all the time. Whatever.
She's Sarah freaking Palin.
Exactly. She's Sarah Palin. She has no fear. Sarah Palin ain't afraid of nobody.
Absolutely not.
Definitely.
Okay, anyway, her glasses. As I mentioned, she's got a good sense of style.
Maybe a
passable sense. For a 44-year-old woman from Alaska.
With a Minnesota accent.
She has a sense of style, at least in her glasses. Okay, her glasses are actually from Japanese designer named something Kawasaki.
Isn't that like a piano?
No, well, it's a brand. Japanese companies, it seems to me, just based on just certain examples from that I've noticed over the years, it seems like Japanese companies, if you make one thing in Japan, you make everything. Because you've got like, look at Yamaha. You want a Yamaha acoustic guitar
or a Yamaha motorcycle
or a Yamaha Ski-Doo.
I'll take the Ski-Doo.
Just the same way. You want a Kawasaki ATV or do you want Kawasaki glasses? But no, actually, Kawasaki is an actual guy who is an actual designer, but he's also a medical doctor who designs robots. Also in Japan, if you're a doctor of any kind, you also have to do everything. You have to make robots, artificial hearts, titanium wheelchairs, and also design glasses for America's power elite.
Oh, really?
So,
well, it's a good thing I was not born Japanese.
She wears these rimless glasses that actually are apparently catching on, and the company that makes them is a Japanese company is struggling to keep up with the orders.
Ah, because they're so popular now.
Yeah, well, and they're even popular amongst elderly Japanese men.
Are they now?
Well,
elderly Japanese men.
There's one elderly Japanese man on the video from CNN.com that I looked at.
There has to be one of them who's wearing the glasses.
Yeah. But this designer, Kawasaki, has actually designed glasses not only for Sarah Palin. Colin Powell wears some Kawasaki designs.
You know what? That just makes entirely too much sense for me. Colin Powell rocking the same glasses as Sarah Palin. Who do you?
I think Colin Powell is pretty disgruntled with the party.
Colin Powell is a sellout. We don't have to go into why, but
hey, he's trying to make up for it. All right.
Thumbs down.
He might come. Just wait until he Wait until he endorses Obama.
Oh, yeah, he will.
It might happen.
He will. He's going to stick it to G-Dub, too. He's going to be like,
yeah. He's going
to be like,
yeah, you didn't listen to me?
Suck it. I told you.
You put me in front of the UN?
Exactly.
Talking some BS about,
Colin
yellow
Powell
cake.
And you are BFF.
And me?
Yeah, and you. Yeah. I can totally see that.
Nah,
would you get down with in the White House?
In the White House currently?
Yeah.
Young Bush daughter. The one unmarried Bush daughter.
Yep.
Because the one is married.
Laura, no, what's her name?
Jenna is married.
And no, I don't remember. Barbara Bush.
No, Barbara's his mom.
No, but isn't the other one named after her?
So Barbara Bush is the unmarried one?
Yeah, I thought so.
Okay, yeah.
If well, then you know differently, 336-334-5450. But
yes, please.
I thought
correct
her name was
us
Barbara.
On presidential family. Yeah, the first family.
The first family.
But no, yeah, probably. Because, I mean, think about it. George W. Bush doesn't drink.
And he's not that creative with names.
He's not that creative with the names.
So let's just recycle
some. He's a little bit of an awkward dancer. He likes mountain bikes.
A little bit. Did you see him dancing to Miley Cyrus music?
I did not see that.
You missed it.
Dick Cheney's got a heart condition, and he might shoot you in the face.
Dick Cheney so
you probably don't
want
to hang out with him. I don't know. There's probably some fun people in the White House. But maybe some random Secret Service agent who might be more fun than the young Bush daughter.
They'd be down.
Yeah, they could be down.
Personally, I would hang out with Condoleezza Rice. But I feel like if we got too close, she might kill me. Because she's, you know, Condi Rice, she doesn't play.
Yeah, she doesn't.
You're that blood.
I'm not doing
your,
well.
Well, now you're, you look like a...
how about... Okay, we're going to take a break for a few minutes, and I'm going to go...
pay some bills.
Take care of myself real quick.
Yeah.
But we'll be back in a few minutes with more news stories.
and tangents.
And tangents. Probably more tangents, but we've got some pretty good stuff coming up. So stay tuned to the News Cruise on WUAG 103.1 FM. Is that a thing, gaydar?
Yeah, it is. I think every human should have gaydar.
Yeah.
You have it in some capacity.
Can you buy it from Brookstone?
If you could, then a lot of people really should.
Yeah.
They should consider investing in some in a gaydar.
In a gaydar. Yeah. Anyway. Welcome back to the News Cruise. I am Chris Berg, the king of the internet. With me is Jessamyn Stanley.
The bad plus plus one. I'm just working with things right now.
Yeah.
I just saw something written down.
You might want to try something better than
you
that.
You know what? I'm really a fan of that.
That's
the bad
really
plus
not that
plus
good.
One.
It's just not good.
I'm going to be the urban sophisticate.
You're just looking at things in the room now.
And I'm stealing
I'm
things.
I'm going to be the Daniel Johnston poster.
I'm going to be Joanna Newsom.
I'm going to be microphone.
I'm going to be Mary Barry.
I'm going to be thousands of CDs.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to be Caribou. Okay, no, actually.
Let's do some news.
Some news.
This is from CNN.com/entertainment. Say goodbye to Total Request Live.
Finally.
Yeah, right.
About 10 years too late.
I mean, I said goodbye to Total Request Live when I turned, like, 13.
Yes, you realized that. No lie.
I was wasting my afternoons.
Yeah, really.
Anyway, start the countdown clock on MTV's Countdown era. Total Request Live will soon shut down after 10 years on the air. Hey, good estimate.
I really was guessing.
Yeah. Have you studied this? Nah, probably not. I'm calling you out, Stanley.
Call me out for being an overachiever.
Anyway, the music video show will conclude in a 2-hour special. I'm not going to promote. I'm not even going to tell you when it is.
Please don't.
The show is not ending for good, but David Cyrulnik, executive producer of TRL's, mm-hmm. That's how the youth refer to Total Request Live.
The youth. Not you.
No, not me. He said that now is the right time to give it a break after an unprecedented run on the cable music channel. I'm going to just do this guy's voice how I imagine it to be. Right? We want to close this era of TRL in a big celebratory way, and 10 is a great number, Cyrulnik said.
So Cyrulnik is from Queens? Is that what you're trying to say?
He's an idiot from Queens. Like that guy from that show. And 10 is the number that TRL counted down every single day for 10 years, and we hit this 10th anniversary, and we thought, you know what? This feels like the right time and less celebrated and less rewarded.
He doesn't sound like that, I promise.
Yeah, no, he used actual words.
And he sounds totally normal, and he's probably from Chicago, so he probably doesn't sound like that.
You're probably wondering what former rap superstar and current rap, where is he now, Eminem, said about it.
I am. Please enlighten me, king of the internet.
Well, in a statement, Eminem said, I'm going to miss TRL. Where else will I be able to start feuds, defend my honor vigorously, and act like an angry teenager on national TV? Oh, wait. The VMAs.
Oh,
I'm Slim Shady. He added, I'm Slim Shady.
No,
I got
didn't.
A daughter.
No, he didn't.
I'm angry at my parents.
Where is Eminem now?
I'm in an on and off relationship of several years.
And my wife is crazy.
Yeah, I don't know. I might murder her.
Why do we know so much about Eminem?
I don't know. Because Eminem was one of those people that even if you didn't pay attention to Eminem, you knew pretty much knew everything that you needed to know about Eminem. Where like you knew like, oh man, did you hear what he said about his ex-girlfriend?
Duh.
And we're like, oh man, did you hear that song about the crazy fan? And it was just everywhere. I don't understand it. I mean, it's Eminem.
Well, and it's even like, if people are like, oh, did you hear? No, but I can guess.
Yeah. Did you hear what Eminem difficult. Said about he hates gays? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Did it's he say either, he hates gays?
He hates, usually like, you could probably make up one of those like paper wheels with like little windows where you just turn it and you could just fill in the blanks about what Eminem did that week.
Exactly. Eminem is very, very, very predictable. Like, and
this week, Eminem rapped about his mom and how much he hates homosexuals.
They should have cut off TRL after Carson Daly left the show.
Yeah. Well, Carson Daly... Let me just get this off my chest.
You think he's a tool?
I do not like him.
You find him to be unpleasant
I find
to
him
listen to.
To be
look
unpleasant
at.
In every sensory experience you could possibly have.
Is he more
with Carson
unpleasant
Daly.
Than Ryan Seacrest?
Oh man.
Yes. No, he's not.
But the thing is, Carson Daly. I don't know. There's just such an air around Carson Daly. Of just total jerk. But Seacrest to me is just a guy, just a handsome dude who lucked out. But Carson Daly is a handsome dude who lucked out and then was a total jerk about it.
Ryan Seacrest is like the brown noser that you were never friends with in school, but then all of a sudden is really famous. I don't understand how that happened. And why is it that he's the famous person from American Idol, but there was totally Brian Dunkelberger
yeah,
or whatever
happened
his name
to Dunkelberger?
Is.
I
he
remember
was on
him.
Celebrity Fit Club.
I remember him from the first season of American Idol.
I remember him, and
AKA
I remember thinking,
the only good
yeah,
one.
Yeah, the only good one. That
actually,
is when I stopped watching
actually
that
none of them are good. It's a trick. That's a trick question. They're all pretty awful.
What's the best season of American Idol?
What is the best
None.
Season of American Idol?
What's your favorite reality show, Chris?
What's my favorite reality show?
Yeah.
That's a good question. I don't have one. you know what? I'll tell you. I'll say this. The Surreal Life season 2. Whatever
Why
season,
do you have a specific
whatever season?
Season
had Eric Estrada and Vanilla Ice on it was the best season of The Surreal Life.
No.
And the only good... No, because I don't... First of all, I can't support anything that makes Flava Flav make a fool out of. I know you were gonna go Flava Flav.
Yes. How did you know?
Because
you read my mind.
Because that's the one that everyone.
This
knows.
Is why Flava Flav is my hero.
because
he's in Public Enemy. First of all.
Well, yeah, but
Flava Flav. Okay, first of all, why are you wearing a clock around your neck and no one's making fun of you? Why is that happening?
That's a good question.
Hero status. Then also. He started a revolution on VH1. Do you know how many bad reality shows are exist?
But that's
solely
an awful revolution.
Do you understand? There's three
yes,
seasons
I realize
of Flavor
that
of Love.
Almost every bad reality show that's come out in the past 3 years is directly a result of
yeah,
Flavor
but it's,
Flav.
Yeah, it's so bad, it's good.
No,
you
it's
watched
not.
It. You watched
just
it.
Bad.
Not gonna lie. Not gonna lie.
Oh man.
I enjoyed
okay,
it.
Okay, maybe I've seen one episode of Flavor of Love.
You watched the reunion
Actually, no,
special.
I haven't. I saw an episode of Strange Love.
How many shows has he been on?
Well, there's been
Surreal Life.
Okay, let's count it off.
Surreal Life. Strange Love. Three seasons of Flavor of Love.
Which inspired the spinoff I Love New York.
And so there were two seasons of that. Now there's New York Goes to Hollywood. Then there was Charm School, which is the best show out of all of them, I must say. And yes, I have watched all of these shows because you know what? Just because I've watched the news doesn't mean I can't enjoy some reality shows.
You know what would be the ultimate reality show?
What would be the ultimate reality show?
Okay, this is what we do. First of all, we chloroform Flavor Flav.
Sweet.
And then brainwash him into forgetting the past 4 years ever happened.
Psyched.
So he knows. So all he remembers is being a part of one of the most important hip-hop groups of all time instead of making an ass of himself on cable TV.
Impossible.
Then we take New York, Tila Tequila. Oh, how about...
I forgot about her.
Who else is there?
There's no one else. No, there's, but I'm blanking.
The Rock of Love guy.
Oh.
Everyone who's ever been on any VH1 dating reality show, anything like that, right? So we have all these people, right? What we do is we put them on a rocket to the moon and leave them on the moon.
How about we just like...
I'm not saying we kill them.
I'm saying we just grab them to the rocket and see what happens.
They will have a house on the moon, but they will be so far away. It'll be on the dark side of the moon. They'll have artificial sunlight.
These are humane conditions
I'm talking about.
You're talking about trying to kill a whole bunch of famous people.
No, I'm not. I'm saying put them on the moon. They'll love the moon because you know what? Even if there are three people on the moon, think about this. If there are three people on the moon, you're one of them, you are at least the third most famous person on the moon. And they'll love that.
Who else is on the moon?
Exactly.
Do you believe there's life out there, Chris Berg?
Yes.
What kind of life? I think there's a planet absolutely identical to this one.
I think there's a planet of the Apes movie marathon in my future.
So clever. I just built on that. There's another planet, though. It's just like this one.
Yeah.
There's someone named Specimen and Driss, and they're doing a radio show at this moment. And they're like, I wonder what's happening on another planet.
No, they're not. That's not a thing that exists.
Yes, it is.
All right. We're going to take a quick break for PSAs. No, it's not even a break. We're just going to do PSAs.
Play some music.
Yeah, probably play some music.
Oh, that.
All right. Keep on listening to WAG 103.1 FM and the News Cruise. Is that all?
Yeah.
Is that all we got?
You got a problem with that?
Yes, I have a problem with that.
What's your problem?
You didn't mention my backyard puppet show.
Backyard puppet show?
That's not really a thing.
No. Oh.
Sorry, I mentioned it.
Oh, okay. There is a backyard.
That's not
puppet
a thing that I want
actually.
Just anyone coming to. All right.
Well, clearly you don't want me coming to. You didn't tell me about it.
I'll tell you about it.
All right.
We're going to take a break for like 3 minutes while you listen to this Bad Plus song, and then we're going to be back with some news stories. Okay?
For real this time.
Yeah. You're listening to WHG and the News Cruise. Yeah, and we're back here on the News Cruise.
Back.
Mm-hmm. With me, special guest host, WUAG News Director, Jessamine... Stanley. Jessamine Flat Stanley.
I'm thinking of something else. Flat Stanley is really degrading, and I don't like it.
What about Funky Junkie?
What?
Why is Flat Stanley so degrading?
Why does Funky Junkie sound like a candy?
It's a candy that it's like a lollipop.
Ooh, can we give ourselves candy names? I'd be Milky Way. Ew, what? Gross.
I like that you immediately regretted that.
I like that that was the only candy I could think of. Yeah. I still can think. You're Twix.
I'll be whatchamacallit. Why do I have to be Twix?
Because I said so.
What's the deal with whatchamacallits, though? Do you remember when whatchamacallits came out?
Whatchamacallit is possibly one of the best candies ever created.
I know they're really good, but I remember when they came out, they had this huge ad campaign, and then they kind of just like disappeared for like 8 years, and I didn't remember that they were existent.
Well, and then it was like they disappeared, but like yet they're still everywhere.
You know what else did that? Golden Crisp cereal and Smacks.
Sugar Smacks. Yeah. Smack, smack, sugar smacks. All right. Give me a smack and I'll smack you back.
Okay. Let's do some R. Kelly news.
My favorite, Chris.
Also from CNN.com/entertainment from the Associated Press. R. Kelly gives first interview since acquittal. In his first interview since being acquitted of child pornography charges, R. Kelly dismissed allegations that he ever preyed on young girls, telling BET News, "I don't like anyone illegal."
R. Smelly, what are you even talking about?
R. Smelly.
You never heard that before?
No.
R. Smelly.
The Pied Piper of R&B.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Kelly also said he was relieved when the trial was over and that his upcoming album would feature less of the sexually charged material that has come to define his multi-platinum career. "I'm really trying to make this album a little bit different," he said in an interview that aired on the network on Tuesday. "Take a little bit of the edge off, you know? And, you know, clean up a few lyrics if I can, you know?" He just said, "you know,"
so he probably said it more like, "you know, you know."
You know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
He didn't say, "you know."
You know, you know. I mean, you know what? You know.
R. Kelly is hardcore. R. Kelly is this.
R. Kelly is 40 years old.
You need to recognize.
I'm not
recognizing. You can be 40 and peeing on girls and nobody cares. How did he get away with that? You know what? He paid her. That's all that happened. All
right. Well, in the interview, though in the interview did not specifically address the child pornography charges, Kelly was asked about the perception that he is attracted to young girls. Kelly was married to the late singer Aaliyah when she was 15.
This is true.
I did not know that. But the marriage was quickly annulled.
Yes.
When asked if he liked teenage girls, Kelly replied, "When you say teenage, how old are we talking? Like 19?
Did he say that for real?
Yes.
What? Smelly.
He continued, "I have some 19-year-old friends, but I don't like anybody illegal if that's what we're talking about, underage."
R. Kelly likes him young. He needs to stop fronting.
And then Kelly, but he said he was worried he might be convicted. He says, "I was very prayerful. Verdict day, I couldn't describe it, and I wouldn't wish it on if I had a worst enemy, which I don't." And then he says he couldn't wait to get home and hug his three children and hold them.
He only has three. Smelly.
That he acknowledges.
Yeah, that he pays for occasionally.
But what I want to know is, when is the rest of Trapped in the Closet coming out? I mean, honestly, he's said that he's basically, whenever somebody asked him when Trapped in the Closet would end, he said that Trapped in the Closet represents life, and that as long as there's life, they'll be trapped in the closet.
Well,
and that he could probably keep doing them until he dies.
Well, let's not lie. Trapped in the Closet spoke to me.
It spoke to me, definitely.
I don't know, did it speak to you? What did you glean from Trapped in the Closet?
Pimpin's for life.
Yep. Pimpin' ain't easy.
When a guy, let's call him Twan, spends a few years in jail, the night he gets out, he will try to rob someone. He will brazenly talk about shooting a police officer.
And there will also be little people involved.
Yes, there will.
In
as
some
always.
Capacity.
It's life.
In every part of
life. It's life. But have you ever seen the Trapped in the Closet DVD?
You know what, Chris Berg? I have not.
You haven't?
It's called Having Taste and Standards. I don't know, maybe never heard of them.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
Do you own said DVD?
I do. Trapped in the Closet, chapters 1 through 22.
Did you pay full price for said DVD?
I received it as a gift.
Lie.
It's not a lie, I promise.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, before you started talking derisively about my DVD collection, on the DVD, R. Kelly does a commentary track. And I'm sure you're familiar with the normal commentary track on
the best
DVD.
Part of most films.
Basically, you just switch what audio is playing from the DVD, and you can hear cast, crew,
exactly,
whoever they got, talk and describe
whoever
the film.
They could hustle.
But usually it's just an audio thing. R. Kelly, ever the ever innovator, decided to take the commentary track to the logical next step. When you turn on the commentary of the Trapped in the Closet DVD, what you do, what you watch R. Kelly
saying the words.
No, you watch R. Kelly sitting in a chair, watching R. Kelly on a screen in front of him, in Trapped in the Closet, and sometimes turning back to the camera to say something. And also, he's drinking scotch and or something. I don't know what he's drinking. What are those R&Bists drink?
R&Bist. What?
What is the Pied Piper of R&B drink?
That.
And also smoking a cigar. So he'll like turn back to the camera and be like, "See, in this scene, that's like a metaphor, because what he doesn't know is the midget is under the counter." And then like he'll just turn back and laugh, and then some. But sometimes the angle, the camera angle, like randomly switches because they have like multiple cameras set up around R. Kelly during this whole thing. But R. Kelly has no idea what camera to look at, so sometimes the camera will be sometimes during the commentary of Trapped in the Closet, you're not even watching Trapped in the Closet.
You're
sometimes the camera
smelly.
Is full on front of R. Kelly, and all you see is R. Kelly sitting in a chair smoking a cigar and laughing at his own work.
Well,
he's not aware of this, and he still turns behind him to talk to the camera and make commentary. So there are times in the commentary Trapped in the Closet when R. Kelly, when all you see on your screen is R. Kelly sitting in a chair smoking a cigar, drinking some sort of cocktail, and turning
his
around
head.
So he's not even looking at you.
Well, you know what can you expect from a DVD commentary to a music video that's 22 parts long?
It's like an hour and a half, too.
It is ridiculous.
Oh, that's incredible. All right.
You love it.
I do. All right, we're going to take a break. It's the top of the hour, so we're going to do what we do at the top of the hour. Just take a break.
Take a break.
But stay tuned. Megan, wife beater Walridge, is going to be in. That's her.
What?
That's her radio name. Is going to be in later on. She got back from a special concert.
Special concert.
So we'll hear about
that. You'll have to ask her about it.
But yeah, we'll be back in just a few minutes. Keep on listening to WUAG 103.1 FM with the News Crews. Please. Back here on the News Cruise.
What's up?
This is Chris Berg, the king of the internet.
And this is Jessamine, the queen of everything better than Chris Berg.
You know, I gotta say that Megan's alternate radio nickname is the king of the universe.
Well, I'm
or the queen
of the universe. Of everything holy.
But, all right, fine.
You know
we
what?
Can't all have royal nicknames.
Yeah, we can.
But
which
why? That-
which member, which royal family would you like to be a member of? I'm down with the Windsors. Life's ambition to marry Princess Beatrice.
How about the Tudors? The Tudors.
Man, bump them. What they're crazy.
They're pretty crazy.
Have you ever watched that television show?
The Tudors?
No. It's quite a good show. Jonathan Rhys Meyers is a very good actor.
You know,
everything. He's everything I believe.
I prefer John Rhys Davies.
No, not the same. And you know.
Oh, come on.
Not the same thing.
From and Sliders?
No. What?
You never watched Sliders?
Yes, I know what Sliders is. And John Rhys Davies. What's his name?
John Rhys Davies.
No.
He was Gimli.
I know.
Lord of the Rings.
He's also like really
L-O-T-R.
Tall, but didn't. He's like really short in Lord of the Rings, but he's actually really tall. Movie magic.
That's what they call movie magic, people.
It is what they call that.
That's what Jessamine and I are going to school for.
I'm going to school to watch movies and mess around and pretend like I'm learning things. What are you going to school for, Chris Berg? To not have a job when I grow up.
To make this radio show, pretty much, at this point.
I'm going to school for
this radio show.
Alcoholism
is basically the only thing that I know I want to do with my life.
Yes.
And yeah, I'm not going to be able to do it pretty soon. Not really.
Is it depressing?
There are other things that I probably want to do, but I really enjoy making this radio show.
My life goal is to be better than you. That's my second life goal.
You've
first
already,
one is to
you've
marry
already
Princess
achieved
Beatrice.
That.
Yeah. No, I didn't. I'm still working on it.
Okay. What are you going to do? Like, steal my dog or something? Like,
you have a dog?
No. Well, I mean, it's at my parents'
Your
house.
Your parents? Mm-hmm, not the same.
It's not my personal dog. But if I had a dog, what would you do? Would you, like, come over and...
I'd hit it with a car.
What? You would not hit my dog with a car.
I would be ruthless. If you have a problem with this, 336-334-5450. Actually, no, don't call about that because I don't want people yelling
call.
At me.
Actually, you know what?
Opinions expressed by the DJ do not reflect the opinion of WUAG or the University of North Carolina at Greensboro.
Well, you now that we've said that, I'll say everything I want
about
that.
Dogs. WUAG does not condone purposefully killing dogs with cars.
Or any sort of animal.
Or any animal, yeah.
Neither does Justin and Stanley.
Yeah.
Everyone, the person who's better than Chris Bird.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, speaking of not condoning things, you know... there's a certain guy who, over the past few thousand years, maybe like 1.5 to 2,000 years, has pretty much famously not condoned things. And it's not just been one guy.
Is it God?
No, it's not God. It's the Pope. Whoever's the Pope likes to condone things.
Second best.
Yeah. All right. From the
always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
You know what I'm saying? From Times Online, comedian Sabina Guzzanti insulted Pope in poofter devil's gag. And,
what are you talking about?
She's fallen foul of Italian laws prohibiting insults to the Pope. An Italian comedian who said that Pope Benedict, 16? That says 16, right? Yeah, I think it does. Would go to hell and be tormented by homosexual demons is facing a prison term of up to 5 years. Addressing a Rome rally in July, Sabina Guzzanti warmed up with a few gags about Silvio Berlusconi, her favorite target for her biting impressions, before moving on, which is some Italian guy, I don't know, I guess. Before moving on to some unrepeatable jokes about Maracafagna, it's probably Fagna in Italian. The Equal Opportunities Minister and one-time topless model. But then she got religion. And after warning everyone that within 20 years Italian teachers would be vetted and chosen by the Vatican, she got to the punchline.
Getting...
But then... This is the punchline. Okay. But then, within 20 years, the Pope... This is a quote from Sabina Guzzanti. But then within 20 years, the Pope will be right where he ought to be, in hell, tormented by great big poofter devils and very active ones, not passive ones.
You know what?
It's not really a funny joke, actually.
There's the Pope just ruining things for everyone else. You know what?
Actually, you know what? I'm going to argue the other side of this. There's
You're
the
BFF
Pope.
With him.
There's the Pope just chilling in the Vatican, right?
Hanging out his
just like, hey, what's up? I'm the Pope. When you're Pope, you have there's certain expectations, all right? You're the Pope. What are you going to say? Like... You're the Pope.
What does he do all day?
Bless his
Nothing.
Things.
He has the most lame... No, I would totally love to be the Pope.
That would be incredible.
Because what do you do?
You can't be the Pope.
Well, it's kind of complicated. You
have to be a Catholic
I'm a little
man.
Late. Yeah, it's a little late in the game.
Yeah. But no, what the... Think about this. The Pope was just chilling on the Vatican and...
Chilling on the Vatican.
He was on the roof.
Sir the Vatican.
He's on the roof, you know. He's smoking a little bit, but... That's his thing. That's what he does.
That's what the Pope does in your imagination.
Yes. In my imagination, the Pope smokes hashish on the roof of the Vatican.
This is the best imagination ever. In my imagination.
What are they going to do? You're the Pope. What are they going to arrest you? I don't think so. I don't think that there's a. That you can arrest the
I
Pope.
I wish they would arrest the Pope.
No, why? What is the Pope? Okay, let me get to my point.
Okay, yeah, get to your point. Go.
The Pope is just hanging out in the Vatican, right? And all of a sudden, this Italian woman says that he's going to go to hell and be tormented, in quotes. You know, everyone knows what tormented means. By poofter devils.
Poofter devils. No. Okay, you know what?
That homosexual devils are going to do inappropriate things to the Pope. That's mean-spirited. I mean, come on. It's mean.
That's just mean-spirited.
It's
mean.
It's not really funny. Like, okay, listen, I feel guilty
talking about the Pope.
Super anti-censorship, all right? I don't think that she should go to jail. By any means, she should not go to jail. But she absolutely should get better material for that. Like, okay, saying the Pope is going to go to hell and be tormented by gay devils, is that really funny?
I think you should be able to say whatever you want to say, and there's obviously an audience for that.
Well, definitely you should be able to say whatever you want to say.
I thought that was funny.
But I think that if you're a comedian, you should try and say funny things. Well, if you're a comedian, then
you should say whatever you want. But if you're a comedian...
You're a comedian.
A female origin.
Obviously, there are others.
You know, this goes into a whole other issue. Sarah Palin would like to discuss this with you.
I'd love to discuss this with me. No, I think Sarah Palin is the opposite of what we're talking about here.
I think there are lower
standards for Sarah Palin, okay?
Sarah Palin probably hates the Pope.
I bet she does.
I bet she would try and kill him.
Man, you want to talk crazy churches? How about Sarah Palin's church?
No lie. Seriously, you know what, actually? Sarah Palin... She just is so disappointing in so many ways. Like,
This is coming from I'm a human, and I'm offended. Your femality. Is that a thing?
Your arm looks like a bruised... okay, no, there was a shadow on it. It looked like a bruised banana.
It's probably going to look like that tomorrow.
You know what? Actually, while you were reading that article, it reminded me of a conversation I was having with someone yesterday about how... Like races that are always attract, not races, but like countries that always produce attractive people.
Mm-hmm.
So we were saying like Greece,
mm-hmm.
Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
What else? What other countries? What are some countries you can think of? Australia.
Australia? I don't know about that.
Okay, half and half maybe. New Zealand. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Russia.
Okay, Russia depends on the age.
Yes. But you know what? There's some countries...
When Russians get old, they get old.
That's what I was about to say. I was going to say is that in Russia, it's like at midnight, the carriage turns into a pumpkin again. Like, it looks good until you turn 30. God,
we're so superficial.
Superficial and racist, apparently.
Superficial racists. Well, that's your radio nickname. Jessamine.
Superficial racist.
Stanley.
That's a little
wasn't my
too
nickname the
accurate.
Other... The last time you guest hosted, we decided my nickname was going to be super racist.
I thought it was King of the Internet. That's when that came up. But no,
maybe.
I don't know.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break for some Earth and Sky.
Earth and Sky.
And a little music. So stick around. You're listening to WUAG 103.1 FM. This is the News Cruise. Keep on keeping on. On the News Cruise on WUAG. This is Chris Berg, the King of the Internet.
Nope. Yeah, you are the King of the Internet.
This is Jessamine Stanley.
Jessamine Stanley, the person who's better than Chris Berg.
The superficial racist.
Yeah, the superficial racist. That's me.
Hey, guess who's here?
Who's here, Chris Berg?
Regular News Cruise co-host. Megan, wife beater, wife beater. I was gonna
king
go
of the universe today.
King of the universe.
Yeah, I'm on top of the world.
I bet
yes,
you are.
She is.
All right, let's continue with the news stories, shall we?
We shall.
All right, let's do this. Okay, this is from Mail Online. Church makes ludicrous apology to Charles Darwin 126 years after his death. The Church of England will tomorrow officially apologize to Charles Darwin for misunderstanding his theory of evolution. In a bizarre step, the church will address its contrition directly to the Victorian scientist himself, even though he died 126 years ago. But the move was greeted with derision last night, with Darwin's great-great-grandson dismissing it as pointless and the critics branding it as ludicrous. Church officials compared the apology to late Pope John Paul II's decision to say sorry for the Vatican's 1633 trial of Galileo, the astronomer who appalled prelates. I can't read. By declaring that the earth revolved around the sun. The officials said that senior bishops wanted to atone for the vilification their predecessors heaped on Darwin in the 1860s when he put forward his theory that man was descended from apes. The church is also anxious to counter the view that its teaching is incompatible with science. It wants to distance itself from fundamentalist Christians who believe in the biblical account of the creation of the world in 7 days. An article to be posted on the church's website will say, Charles Darwin, 200 years from your birth in 1809, the Church of England owes you an apology for misunderstanding you by getting our first reaction wrong, encouraging others to misunderstand you still. But the struggle for your reputation is not over yet, and the problem is not just your religious opponents, but those who falsely claim you in support of their own interests. So how about that?
How about that?
All I'm going to say is, better late than never.
Yeah. You think?
They say it's pointless, but I don't think it's completely pointless. It's showing that they're making stuff
forward.
Yeah,
it's a show of progress by the Church of England.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I follow.
Yeah, me too.
I follow the Church of England.
I don't.
Like it's the Mets or something. I don't know. I hear they got a pretty sweet bishop in a tray with the Catholics.
Got a nice bishop this year.
Man, they're starting line of cardinals is looking pretty good.
I really wish that is how people talk. The Church of England.
I think that religion would be infinitely more interesting if they talked about it in terms of sports terminology.
But only if it were like baseball.
Yeah, only if it was baseball
or something.
Yeah, like volleyball.
What are the? I don't even know the positions of that sport.
I don't care. Moreover, I know there's a net. And you have to wear a bikini if you play it on the beach. But
thumbs up to volleyball.
Otherwise, I don't know anything about volleyball. And I'm pretty happy about that. I guess we can move on from that. I just wanted to mention that. It's a pretty fun one. How about shoppers accidentally buy nuclear waste? This is from chinadaily.com.cn. Three residents of the Xinjiang Uyghur, that's a Chinese place, autonomous region's Aksu City, mistakenly purchased and brought home nuclear waste. In August 2006, the three men, one of whom is surnamed Liu, while the other two are surnamed Wang, purchased a glittering treasure for $2,000 in Kyrgyzstan. They brought it back to Xinjiang, hoping to make a fortune by selling it. Because they knew nothing about the 274-kilogram stone, they sliced off a piece to bring to Beijing for expert analysis last January. Last September, geologists at Tsinghua University concluded... You know what? It's okay. Our Chinese audience is surprisingly small, so I don't think...
And very understanding.
Yeah, exactly. Concluded it was depleted uranium... and called police. Prosecutors in Aksu decided against arresting the men because they obviously had no idea what they had purchased. The men have undergone medical examinations and appear to be in good health. So they accidentally bought depleted uranium. How about that?
Accidentally.
Accidentally.
This is all an accident.
Who did they buy it from?
Just some dude. in Kyrgyzstan. It doesn't really say.
There's,
I like to imagine it was just some guy that was like, hey, come here. Come here. And he like pulled open his coat.
Yeah, and
he
just had like
274 kilogram glittering rocks of depleted uranium just like hanging from strings.
Just like hanging from strings in his jacket.
He's like, here, check it out.
Well,
it's a treasure.
Where did it happen?
He's just like, it's a treasure.
That's why.
It happened
in
Kyrgyzstan.
That's why. That's what happened.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they do in Kyrgyzstan. The number one supplier of depleted uranium to Chinese tourists.
And apparently. Here I was thinking that was a Missouri.
Yeah, you thought it was a Missouri thing. You thought that was a home industry of Branson?
Yeah.
Branson, Missouri. When in fact, the home industry of Branson, Missouri is Yakov Smirnoff. The Yakov Smirnoff Theater.
What?
You don't know anything about that?
No.
Yakov Smirnoff, 80s, popular 80s communism themed comedian. Uh-huh. Have you ever heard of the joke construction that goes, in America, something does something.
Yes.
In Russia, the opposite happens. And like, and everyone laughs.
Yeah.
But it's that guy.
Okay.
And he has his own theater in Branson, Missouri, which is like the grandparent entertainment capital of the world.
Really?
And he does a show every night. And I mean, you know, he's a hardworking guy, apparently. And so you
can call him on his dime.
Yeah. And he has these really awesome internet promos.
And here I was thinking that Missouri was the capital of crystal meth production.
That too.
Well, yeah. Yes. But not Branson.
Not Branson, apparently.
No. That's Springfield.
Yeah.
Every place in Missouri is exactly the same to me.
Definitely. Never mind. By the way, I just want to mention this really quick. If you're interested in reading more about any of the news stories that we've mentioned tonight or will mention in the future, you can log on to our blog. It's on an internet blog. It's
oh, that kind.
Yeah, it's not a print blog. God, you're so 1980s.
I know. Clearly, I know nothing about this
print
web
blog.
Of
net. No. This,
yes.
It's an internet blog, and that can be found at... You should give the address, Megan. This is a team effort.
Okay. The News Cruise. TAGNEWS.
Cruise.
Cruise.
Like a cruise ship.
Dash or hyphen WAG.blogspot.com.
And you can check that out. You can check out the news stories. Also,
probably
leave us comments, vote in our polls and all that. Also, you can listen to a podcast of the show. If you want to listen to past shows or this show again, which I know you do.
Of course.
It will be up probably by...
Next year?
Nah. Well, I'd say by tomorrow.
There you go.
I'll probably...
Way to be honest.
If not tomorrow, then... Later tomorrow. You know what I mean?
This is very impressive.
Yeah. I just want to mention while we're talking about not the news but the show, we do have our theme song contest still going on. If you would like to create a theme song for us that we will play at the top of every show, if it's good enough, maybe at the top of every hour, but probably not. Probably just at the top of every show.
You know, we've had lots of submissions.
Yeah, oh God.
I have a submission right now.
All right, sing it.
Performed it for Chris Berg once.
Okay, here goes.
The News Cruise, the News Cruise. Don't you love that?
Yeah, no, sing the whole thing.
It's just that.
Is that it? Okay, well, just sing it a few times because I will use it.
Good. The News Cruise, the News Cruise, the News, the News Cruise, the News, the News Cruise, News Cruise, News Cruise.
And we'll be playing that next week.
Yes.
Dang it. God. But anyway, if you think you can top that, which I doubt you do.
I doubt you
Your
can.
Confidence is probably utterly destroyed at this point. But
it should be.
If you think, if you really should still try, if you think, please just make the recording, any style, any genre you want. Probably should mention the name of the show.
And you can steal the... theme from another song.
You can steal the melody from a popular sitcom.
60s television.
I think Bewitched is still available.
Yeah.
And send it in to thenewscruise@gmail.com, any format that can be burned to a CD. I don't care.
Yeah.
Any format that can be burned to a CD. You don't have to send us the file. If you want to send us a link to where it's hosted or whatever, however you want to get it to us, just get it to us. And we'll probably play it on the show, even if we don't use it forever. So that's all I really wanted to say about that. So how about another news story?
Yeah.
Now that we've talked about ourselves. Oh, this is interesting. Although they're all interesting. Also from the Mail Online, lost middle class tribe's secret eco village in Wales spotted in aerial photograph taken by plane. For 5 happy years, they enjoyed simple lives in their straw and mud huts, generating their own power and growing their own food. They strived for self-sufficiency and thrived in homes that looked more suited to the hobbits from Lord of the Rings. Then a survey plane chanced upon the local tribe. They were plunged into a decade-long battle with officialdom. Yesterday, that fight, backed by more modern support for green issues, ended in victory. The eco-community in the Pressley Mountains of West Wales was set up in 1993 and lived contentedly away from the rat race around a 180-acre farm bought by Julian and Emma Orbach. In 1998, it was spotted when sunlight was seen glinting off a solar panel in the main building, which was built from straw bales, timber, and recycled glass. When the pilot reported back, officials were unable to find any records, let alone planning permission for the mystery hillside village surrounded by trees and bushes. And they insisted the grass-covered buildings should be demolished. So,
why?
I don't know.
Yeah.
They're like,
why
oh, yeah.
Gotta hate
here's
on.
Some people just living an interesting life who are probably pretty nice. Let's tear down their house.
And they're like private property? Is that what I gathered from?
I guess. I think it was just that they didn't really have the permits to build there. I don't think they were on private property, were they?
I just said farm purchased by somebody, so...
I think it was those people's farms, maybe?
Hmm.
Whatever. Why you gotta ruin some lives?
Yeah, no. The people who owned the farm, they owned the land, but they didn't have permission to build there or something.
I don't know, man.
You know, these British people, there's a reason why we rebelled from them, okay? There's a reason why we're not British.
They hate you.
And that's because they don't respect your property.
That's why it's in our declaration, right?
Yep. That's a very important part of our declaration.
It is, actually.
Yeah. And our constitution. Our constitution kind of says that they can take it away.
That's true.
So
the constitution says a lot of things.
Yeah, well, the constitution says a lot of things. You're right.
Yeah. a lot of contradictory things.
What? Whoa. What are you like trying to say? Like it's the Bible now?
I'm just trying to start problems.
Dude, do you really take the Constitution literally? It's a metaphor.
Clearly, some people think that.
Come on.
It's really just a guideline.
It is. It's a system of guidelines about how to live well and morally.
Unfortunately, it does not work that way for all.
No. Okay. We're gonna take a break and do some updates and such and come back with the end of the show. So keep on listening to WUAG 103.1 FM.
Music.
The music.
Not the talk radio.
Yes, the talk radio.
103.1 FM.
Oh, I get that mixed up.
Man, can we get into it?
Yeah.
Can we get into it?
Yeah.
One time.
Yeah.
Just one time, man.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, hit me.
We're back on the news cruise. This is Chris Berg, king of the internet, and I just broke the microphone.
That was so good.
God,
you didn't
I'm
even understand.
Breaking so many things tonight.
Your body, the mic.
My body hurts.
Your body went through a lot tonight.
Yeah.
Especially with that belt wrapped around your elbow. What is that?
It's because there's no other way I could keep the cut.
So few technical difficulties in here at this moment, but never fear. The world will keep turning. Things will keep moving.
The mic
apparently will keep turning.
My life is literally falling apart tonight.
It is. It's in a shambles. But you know what? Who enjoyed that James Brown hit that male musician singing underneath us did just now? James Brown?
What?
Anyone? He did it like James Brown. He tried. Anyway.
Don't mock him.
Chris Burke, I'm not mocking. I'm remarking.
I need the mic to be turned a certain way. All right. News stories. News stories. Come on. Back on format, you guys.
I'm back in formation.
Back in the format. Come on. All right. Okay. Well, this is a new thing that we've been doing, and Megan and I will bring in the important thing at the end. From the Mail Online, internet users need help to separate fact from fiction as web is full of lies, says its inventor. The inventor of the World Wide Web, I didn't know there was a single one. But okay, the inventor of the World Wide Web has called for a new labeling system to help people distinguish fact from fiction when browsing the internet. Sir Tim Berners-Lee said he was increasingly worried at the way his creation is being used to spread lies, hoaxes, and urban myths. His comments came at the unveiling of a foundation designed to vet websites and flag up those that are trustworthy and reliable. Sir Tim invented the web while working at the CERN. God, I'm going to have to pronounce that word every day, and I don't know how to say it. Is it CERN? Kern?
CERN.
CERN. I'm going to call it CERN. Particle Physics Laboratory in Switzerland 20 years ago. He defies the system of organizing and linking pages on the net used today and created the first website in 1991. But while the net has become the world's definitive source of information, its 100 million websites are rife with errors and misinformation. Sir Tim called emails and websites that promoted the myth that the latest CERN atom smasher, the Large Hadron Collider, could create black holes capable of gobbling the earth. Okay, so this is the thing about this.
But if you don't tell 10 people about this news story by 1 o'clock, a big scary monster made of cheese will come out of your closet and eat your children
and all your next boyfriends.
So the inventor of the web has all this money in a Nigerian bank account, and what he needs you to do. It's just wire him some money so he can get the money out, and he'll gladly pay you $600,000. Anyway, so this guy invented the internet, and he's only just now realizing that there are lies on the internet.
So this gets the official news crews.
Duh. I like the official news crews, duh.
I do too.
It's
like
my
favorite.
That.
My favorite part of this show. Yeah, this guy, like, what if you invented the internet?
I thought you were the king of the internet.
I'm the king. I mean, I didn't even know this guy invented my domain.
Yeah, I'm saying. How did you get that position without discussing it?
Yeah, I pretty much just declared it.
You just decided.
What's he going to do? He's some old British guy.
Old British guys have game. They might have to. He'll have to school you. Keep talking about it.
All right, well, this article is 5 internet myths, which I'm going to read to you. Number 1. Sarah Palin's 5th child, born in April with Down syndrome, was really her unmarried daughter's. That is patently untrue.
That is not untrue.
You can't.
We'll discuss this at a later date.
How can I trust the internet when this article just told me the internet is a liar? How can I trust you to tell me the truth right now?
It's not really the inventor of the internet.
Maybe. Number 2, the Large Hadron Collider at CERN will bring the universe to an end, but the chances of a dangerous black hole being created in the Swiss experimentals is infinitesimally small. That's true. Strong, yes. Number 3, Jamie Lee Curtis is a hermaphrodite. I like how they just did 2 serious things and then 1 thing that's completely inconsequential, even if it's true. emails and chat rooms have spread this upsetting claim. Number 4, Nostradamus predicted the Twin Towers attack. A 4-line verse apparently written in 1654 warned 2 brothers would be torn apart by chaos. The verse was a fake. Actually, interestingly, I know this from my personal knowledge, was written by a guy who was attempting to prove that Nostradamus was fake. So he wrote that, and it ended up being used to use as evidence that Nostradamus was real.
Even if that were a true verse, like, I mean, it's like people looking at the $20 bill and folding it circular.
Yeah, right.
Oh my God, the $20 bill predicted.
Oh my God. And number 4, a spark from a mobile phone can blow up a petrol station.
Petrol.
Petrol. a petrol station. Scientists have shown this old chestnut has no truth to it at all.
Is that British for
Did they say
petrol station? Yeah, petrol station is British for gas station. Oh. And old chestnut is British for old wives' tale, I guess. God, what is wrong with them?
British.
What's wrong with the British? All right, this is our last news story of the night. Iceland's kissing cousins breed more kids. It's from ABC News. All right. Researchers remain unclear on reasons behind apparent trend. While the thought of searching for a potential mate at a family reunion might sound repulsive to some, researchers in Iceland report that kissing cousins may produce more children and grandchildren than unrelated couples. A study released Thursday in the journal Science found that marriages between third or fourth cousins in Iceland tended to produce more children and grandchildren than those between completely unrelated individuals. Researchers at the Decode Genetics company in Reykjavik, mapped out the kinship among all known Icelandic couples whose members were born between 1800 and 1965. They then compared the numbers of children and grandchildren descended from these 160,811 couples. Researchers were shocked to find that for women born between 800 and 1824, marriages between third cousins produced an average of 4.04 children and 9.17 grandchildren, while marriages between eighth cousins or more distantly related couples had averages of only 3.34 children. That's not even one less. And just want to point that out. That is 0.8 of a child, and 7.31 grandchildren. But I guess it's statistically significant, mm-hmm. but still. But really, I mean, what are you going to do with the 0.04 of a child? They're not going to be successful. Not even by Icelandic standards. Iceland burned.
Low blow. You are the racist this evening.
Oh, Icelandic is not a race. Come on. I'm an ethnocentrist. Get it right. Oh, man. Okay, on that note, I think we're done.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we've offended enough people this evening.
All right. Thank you for listening to the News Cruise. This has been Chris Berg, the king of the internet.
And Justin and the, what did I, what was I called? The racial.
Superficial racist. And.
Hardly Megan, wife beater, Walrich.
All right. Tune in next week for the News Cruise and keep on listening to WUIG 103.1 FM. The music
and talk radio.